B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
All righty, it's 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show. And the 4 o'clock hour, of course, is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. You check them out online at landisbc.com. Sal Powell will join us in the 5 o'clock hour today, Tuesdays with Sal. So, apparently there's been another reprinting. I mean, this book has been reprinted so many times. And, you know, you have to change the cover to reflect the modern look.
Right. I mean, your look's evolving.
Exactly. My look is evolving.
You don't always pose with glasses. Your hair changes. A lot of things change.
Correct. And so my book, The Art of Happiness, if you look at your television screen, you'll see the new cover. It's it's changed from this one. This was a little while ago for me. So the new cover is, you can see there.
It's the 2019 edition.
2019 edition of The Art of Happiness by Mike Lama.
Mike Lama.
Yes, Mike Lama.
Mikey Lama.
Mike Lama.
Mikey Lama.
Mikey Lama. And so there you go. It's available. It's available in all bookstores.
We peeked real fast.
We usually don't. We peeked on it,
so we can see it. It's fantastic.
Yeah, Mike, it's so good.
Big credit to the people at NBC Sports.
You can get it online, Amazon.com, or Barnes & Noble, whatever, wherever you're shopping. Just look for The Art of Happiness of my smiling face on the cover.
Chapter 1.
Exactly.
Corky can't play. Chapter 2.
Chapter 1. The eye test.
Yes. The eye test. And, these guys can't play.
The first chapter I wrote, of course, was the purpose of life.
Yes.
Yeah. The purpose of life is to display my wisdom on all things basketball.
Yes.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Right.
And then basketball first.
Special, like, 5 pages on Furkan Korkmaz. As you can see, it's dog-eared right there.
There you go. Had it ready.
I wonder what that's even dog-eared on. What was I reading?
This is your copy.
Yeah.
Ethical discipline.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
In a later discussion to training the mind for happiness, Mikey Lama pointed out that I think the ethical behavior is another feature of the kind of inner discipline that leads to a happier existence. One could call this ethical discipline.
Oh, look at that.
Great spiritual elite teachers like the Buddha advised us to perform wholesome actions and avoid indulging in unwholesome actions.
Mm. Yeah. And everyone's worried about my small TV. That's what I was reading.
Well, now let's go ahead and dial that down and watch more TV.
I will be canceling my swingers weekend.
Are you?
At the hot tub.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of the hot tub. It unleashes this nut. Speaking of the hot tub.
Wait, what?
Oh, real fast, Mike. I just want to give a shout out to the technician. Sean Quinn had that idea and helped execute
that. Good job by Sean Quinn.
Sean Quinn, want to give him some credit.
Yes, absolutely, because Sean knows you got to keep up with the covers.
Mm-hmm.
A nice job by Sean. So I go in the hot tub Sunday, and I set up the music, because my Bullfrog hot tub has the music.
Oh.
And you work it with a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So I got the Mike Missinelli Spotify channel on. And I go into the lounge seat with 104 degrees with the proper pulsation, and all of a sudden the music stops. And I go, I got my cell phone in my pocket.
Oh no.
You did?
And unbelievably,
it's fine.
The cell phone is fine.
Did you put it in rice?
I didn't put it in rice. I took it out and it it was perfectly functional. It was a miracle.
How long were you in there boiling before it?
I was in there a couple minutes because it went out. I checked my pocket and my hot tub was in my pocket of my bathing suit.
That's wild.
Well, they say they're making these phones more and more water resistant.
Well, I got to say that this baby held up.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
Because otherwise, that's like a G.
I know. Let's go, Jim in Middletown. Jim, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jim.
Good afternoon, everyone.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, two things. I want to make the Max Ellerman comment because I think you nailed that earlier. But I think if you have knowledge of what you were talking about earlier of any crime and you don't report it, you're subject to prosecution yourself.
Correct.
So you better not be texting or anything to your brother or sister or mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and then the Max Hellerman thing, like you nailed it with him earlier, Mike, because he said in 17 that Nick Foles, and I watched a program with him and Stephen A. Smith, had no absolute chance of winning in the playoffs. He buried Nick Foles.
Yeah, I kind of said
that. Did he ever retract that?
Well, I don't know because I don't watch the show. I got to be honest with you. I don't watch the show. And I like Stephen A. a lot. But this show just doesn't appeal to me, so I don't watch it. So yeah, I can't tell you what he says from day to day.
Yeah, well, he leveled him. Like, mm-hmm. He said he couldn't even win a playoff game, let alone mm-hmm. what Nick wound up doing. I'm a Wentz fan, you know.
Listen, on those shows, you're supposed to say stuff for reaction, right? Mm-hmm. Now, in a lot of ways, they are contrived that way.
But do you come around and retract and say I was wrong?
Why, he may have. I don't know. Have you watched every show since he said that? I don't know. He may have.
Yeah, I've watched a lot after that. He never mm-hmm. says something after the Super Bowl about it whatsoever.
Okay, well.
You know, but, you know, I mean, I've seen where all sports guys have admitted when they've been wrong. But mm-hmm. He seems to be a guy that does spout off. Like, it's stupid to say that these guys are dropping balls on purpose because you brought up the point. That's the
I don't know if he was trying to say that as much as he was saying they don't respect him enough to concentrate hard enough. I don't know. It had to be something like that. It's so ridiculous to say they're dropping balls on purpose. It doesn't even make sense because guys have to get paid in this league, and they don't get paid on non-performance.
Right. A landscaper said was just at my home just now, and he had said to me that he was at the game on Sunday, and from the upper view when he's looking at the game, that these guys are not reaching out like other players in the league to go after, like even trying to, like they are an alligator, you know, they got alligator arms. They are
They're not playing, as the we say in the sports vernacular, balls out. And, you know, the balls out is kind of like in a Trey Thomas wheelhouse.
Yes.
At the stage of the radio station.
Yes.
Wait a minute. That commercial he does.
Yeah. It's going viral.
It's going viral. And he's like, he's doing it live on, I saw he did a live reading of it on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. It's really working.
Man, it's a different world.
Working.
Mike in Creekside. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
How are you doing? First of all, I want to check on what's the situation with Nigel Bradham?
Nigel Bradham, I'm not sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they think he will come back after the bye and be okay for New England.
Okay, now the major thing, the NFL got major troubles with this offensive interference and defensive interference. Because two of the worst calls, if you didn't call a pass interference on Dallas coming through the Giants receiver's back, and then you call a pass interference for hand fighting on the Giants defensive back, that is not right. They might as well just let them go for what they go for and not have pass or defensive pass. And
what'd you think of the Ertz touchdown where he grabbed the guy's face mask Sunday?
Well, I'm an Eagle fan.
Okay. That was okay?
Yeah.
Of course. That was, that was a pass interference they missed.
Yeah, but I mean, that was more looked like a straight arm.
It's a very weird call now. Like, you don't really know what's going to be pass interference and what's not going to be. That's why you can challenge it when a call's made.
Yeah, you can challenge it, but they're going to go, from what I've seen, I have not seen one all season long, maybe they have, that has actually been overturned. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I'm saying it's like, I don't understand it because those two situations in last night's game were so different, and they called one non and the other one is.
No, you're right. It's very inconsistent. I don't know what you can do about it, Mike.
Well, I don't either. And, the one reason why I was, because at first I thought when I heard that San Jay, whatever his name, was let go, I thought maybe Bradham was coming back.
Well, Zendejo's a safety.
Yeah, well, they still get rid of Roone. And... All right, Mike.
All right, buddy. You got it, Mike. Omar from the barbershop. What's up, Omar?
How you been, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good afternoon from the good evening from the shop. Well, you know the shop is 100%. We're all ex players / coaches / GMs in the barbershop.
Uh-huh. Of course.
So most definitely, you do know that Young Bulls almost historically has never beaten old heads.
As far as wisdom goes.
So when Tom Rome went in and saying that Oscar Robinson and them guys couldn't play today, you know Oscar Robinson shot damn near 80% from the field.
Yeah, against who?
That ain't what we're talking about, though.
Well, of course that's what we're talking about. You got to factor that in. It's a much more athletic league. See, the superior athletes...
definitely could have played right now in the NBA and then blew somebody up.
Listen, now you're going way too old school. The athletes today are much better. The great athlete back then was made greater by the lack of great athletes. They were more the aberration than the rule. Today, the athletes are everyone is great.
You telling me that Magic Johnson team with Reem and them, they couldn't play nobody in the NBA right now?
I didn't
now.
Say that. You're talking about Oscar Robertson. Oscar Robertson played in an era before the Magic era.
Oscar Robertson's like, what was he, 6'6"?
He was a 6'5 guard, yeah. 6'4", 6'5".
Nah. That caller that said, Ben, not shooting, that says, when you can't shoot, man, that's just something that comes up to childhood, man. Some people just go through their... years balling, they just can get to the rack and get it done.
Yeah, but there's no excuse for not learning how to shoot the basketball. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. There's no reason for him.
You played enough ball in your time, too, Mike, that you know. Yeah, some people, they just don't put that rack in there.
No, I disagree. I look at his athletic ability. There's no reason that he can't shoot a basketball. There's none. Now, you see some guys that are stiff.
That's not his game. It ain't going to happen.
Well,
he's comfortable doing what he do.
Okay, well, he's that he's not going to be as great as we think he's going to be, or we thought he was going to be.
Well, Magic didn't shoot until later in life. So what happened?
Magic's, what, second year he starts shooting? His shot never looked good, but he was willing to take it, and he was willing to make them. It didn't look real good, but he made a lot of shots. He kind of shot-putted it, but... There's no reason why he shouldn't be able to shoot the basketball. I don't care. It's only a mental thing that's stopping his brain from shooting the ball. It's ridiculous. Bob in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, this Ben Simmons shooting, I don't know that he can't shoot because I feel like we don't have enough sample size to say like he can't shoot. As much as, you're right, the mental thing of he just doesn't want to shoot. But in the same respect, I don't know that I want Russell Westbrook on the team where it's like he comes down the court and he'll shoot a three, but it's not really going in. And then everyone kind of gets on him for shooting the ball. I feel like the same thing.
You went from one extreme to the other, bro. I mean, that's an extreme. We're not talking about Russell Westbrook here. We're talking about in the flow of an offense to take a jump shot that could defeat a defense that walls you off from going to the basket. It walls him off and he stops.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he definitely just doesn't shoot, but I feel like that's the confidence thing, but he's never really, like, that's the kind of game where he should be shooting those shots when Embiid's
exactly. What was all that summer work on the shot about? If you got a little confidence that you can actually shoot the ball, take it into a game and freaking shoot it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, and I think having these great players around him is kind of impeding his development to a point where he can kind of get away with the assists and the steals and the blocks and maybe 10 points.
It should make it easier for him, shouldn't it? Really, if you got better players around it, shouldn't it make it easier for you to shoot the ball in the flow of an offense?
It should. It should definitely. I mean, that's the thing. It gives him the space, but he just doesn't shoot it. But I think that gives him the out of, well, I have a player in a better position who I know can shoot that I'll get the ball to for the assist.
All right, see, here's the thing. You watched the game last night?
I did not watch that game.
Okay, so they had that big lug Aaron Baines meet. Mm-hmm. All right, so he sees the big lug, which is an impediment right away. And then they have a help defender ready for him. So it defeats him. It defeats him mentally. Now, he can beat certainly Aaron Baines off the dribble to get to a spot to beat the help defender and shoot a 15-footer. Can he not? Is that logical?
He can definitely do that.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's what he's got to do. That's what I'm talking about in the flow of an offense.
Totally agree.
All right, man. You got it. Let's go Wave it over, Brooke. Wave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Wave.
Yes, how you doing?
What's up, Wave?
All right, look, I'm talking about Ben Simmons. I don't think that he can't shoot. I just think this guy is too cocky that he won't do it because nobody can tell him to do it. Because it's obvious in the flow of the game, he's supposed to take these shots, like you're saying, because the defense is just going to pack it in on him. And I see the way he's out of control, just running down the lane, charging people, and...
Yeah, he didn't do it. He didn't do much charging last night. It defeated him to the point where it took away his aggressiveness.
Right. Either he's charging or just turning the ball over crazy. Now, he's a good guy, like good player and everything, but this guy could be great, man, if he would just listen to the coach or if the coach is telling him.
I don't think the coach is actually telling him. I think he's avoiding it. I mean, Brett Brown says it's the biggest non-story. Like people make too big of a deal. I think he says that because he doesn't want to spook Ben and put that pressure on him. But Ben addressed it himself. See, that's the thing. He opened the door to it. And I thought that was a major step that would allow him to free him to shoot it. But apparently not.
Apparently not, man. We need this guy to step up and shoot the ball, man. And just about the Eagles and stuff like that, man. Mm-hmm. Since Ty Pinston, Freddie Mitchell, we never have receivers. I can't believe it. A city that never. I'm 52 years old and I've watched this.
Dude, let me tell you something. Right now, you would kill for Pinkston, Thrasher, yes, Freddie Mitchell.
Correct. And that's and
you,
what is that?
You
saying?
Would kill because as bad as we ripped Pinkston, look at his numbers. They weren't that bad.
This is unbelievable. I could go out there and catch the ball, man. I think.
Yeah, I don't know if you could, but
I'm a basketball player. But
yeah,
look, I could do better than these guys.
No, I don't know.
I don't know what kind of effort they're putting out.
I'm not sure, Wave. I'm sure, Wave. You could go on the football field and take a hit, but
I'm 6'2".
Yeah, 6'2". Yeah, sure. Well, the NFL field's easy. Run a route, get smashed. You know. Let's go to JD in Texas. What's up, JD?
Hey, how are you?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I just thought I'd let you know that 4 to 6 weeks return is pretty aggressive. I've had that exact same surgery from the exact same doctor almost a year ago, and while I had...
Oh, good! Wait, Myers did it?
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, now, you're not a pro athlete, so you don't have a trainer with you constantly, working you out, so...
Right, yeah.
An NFL player is going to come back quicker than JD from Texas would.
That's true. I was 49 when I had the surgery, too.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, no, but it is still, even so, at 4 weeks, you're going to be awfully sore, and I can't imagine getting nailed going across the middle or
yeah,
down.
Yeah, well, they
down
say 6 to 8. Now, I'll take 8, because 8 will bring him back, at least for the playoffs.
Yeah, well, he should just hang it up for this year and really get good for next year.
Well, I don't know. They need him. He's ready to play.
Do.
I mean, they desperately need him.
Well, they do, but...
Are you a Philly native? You live in Texas now?
No, well, I live in Bucks County, but I was born and raised in Texas.
Oh, you're born and raised in Texas. So you're a native here. I mean, you live here now.
I live here now.
All right, so why did you say JD from Texas?
Because that's how I identify.
JD from Bucks County.
Well, okay. we're pretty proud people.
Where in Bucks County, JD?
Yardley.
Oh, all right. That's my sister lives up there.
Yeah, yeah.
In Yardley. Yeah, that's my little stomping grounds. I say break. 610-632-0975. There is one open line. I just spot it. And it's all yours. It is the Mike Pisanelli Show. Don't forget Sal Powell at 5:15. Back after this.
The Mike Pisanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Get your Twitter poll. Update at 4:30. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie Aganoff.
Thank you, Llama. We have over 1,600 votes on this one today. What's more likely this year? 79% say Ben improves offensively. 21% say a difference-making wide receiver for the Eagles.
What was the Ben number again?
20, still at 21.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Ben was 79.
79?
Yeah.
Okay. 21 with the wide receiver.
Yes.
Okay. The ultimate Birds fan experience. You know what that is? That's two tickets to the Monday night game, December 9th. Field passes, VIP tour of the ESPN broadcast truck. Eagle safety Roddy McLeod has set a goal to raise $23,000 for the American Association for Cancer Research. You know, these guys do a great job. They're the first and largest organization dedicated to finding cures for all cancers. They were with us during the Mike Misnelli Open, the golf tournament. Just go to our website, 975thefanatic.com/donate, because we've all been touched by someone, some family member, some friends. You know somebody that had to go through cancer and have worked hard to beat it, and you can make a donation because we want to stamp this out. Make a donation to Roddy McLeod's Raise to $23,000 campaign. Your donation automatically enters you for this Ultimate Birds fan experience. Donate today, support cancer research, and you can win. This is exclusively from Eagle Safety, Roddy McLeod, the AACR, and 97.5 The Fanatic. Before we get back to the phones, I tweeted out this thing right now. We have breaking news. Breaking news.
Yes, yeah. Deshaun has been placed on injured reserve.
Oh, he's done for the year.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess they could designate him to return.
I guess when they went in there, it was worse than they thought, maybe. And there's no chance for an 8-week rehab to get back in the lineup.
Yeah. So.
All right. So I saw this commercial. It's actually been running a while now. But it just dawned on me for the first time when I was watching it. And something I don't get. Maybe it needs to be explained to me. It's the commercial where you see a couple. They look like, they're a handsome couple. And they're late 30s, it looks like.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I just can't wait to see what it is.
And they have this beautiful house. And he comes out and he presents the gift to her. He buys two new trucks.
Oh, yeah, I know this commercial.
And it's a red one and a blue one. And he's thinking the blue one's for him. And the wife gets the red one. And she immediately takes the blue one. And he goes, oh, I like red. Now, I let me ask you this, seriously. Who in the hell would buy two trucks, his and hers? Like, is that commonplace?
Not that I'm aware of, and I would not want a truck personally, but maybe she likes trucks.
Yeah, I think it depends on, the region of America. Because
this is like a metrosexual guy and his beautiful wife. Like, it didn't fit the profile of who was going to buy two trucks.
But in my mind, I thought they were like in the mountains of Colorado.
Oh, no, wait,
so is that
no.
What it was?
In my mind, yeah.
Wait, are they like in a cul-de-sac? In like Jersey?
No, it's too big of a house to really tell.
It looks like a cul-de-sac driveway. It's like a rounded driveway.
Yeah, it looks like a
guy with money.
Yeah,
and
guy got cash.
Two trucks. I mean, one truck and a SUV or something. Like, why two trucks? You can't share a truck.
I think it's certain parts.
They're
both
pickups.
Yeah, they're both pickups.
Both big, big ass pickups.
Right.
Yeah, with the back seats and the whole nine.
What are you lugging everywhere that you need?
Well,
two
that's
of
what
them.
I mean.
Right.
Like the two truck going two.
Yeah.
I can see the one. Look what I got you, hon. I'll take the truck. Okay, then I'll take the SUV.
And then you know what happens to that couple? Everybody calls them when they have to move, or if you need furniture moved or something. You always had that one guy who had the truck that you needed.
Yeah,
to call.
Well, they got two. And
yeah,
I was puzzled.
Everybody's going to call them. Everybody's best friends on moving day.
This was kind of weird, the commercial was.
It's called Bob and Joan, and they're brand new trucks.
Well, there you go. All right, excuse me here. There. Is that better?
I assume so.
Does that work? Okay.
What happened?
In my microphone. I was like talking over it.
Oh.
Let's go Gio in South Philly. Gio, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gio. Gio. Gio, no dare. Let's go, Pat and Ambler. Oh, Pat, what's up, buddy?
Mikey, man, what's going on, buddy? How are you been?
Where you been?
I've been busy, Mike. Just been busy doing some things.
All right.
Ty, Nat, what's going on? I hope everyone's doing great. You know what I mean, Mike? I'm pumped up for tonight, brother. You know that.
You're pumped up for what? The college basketball season?
No, Mike.
What?
Flyers and Hurricanes, dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Flyers and Hurricanes, dog.
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
Mike.
It's Brindy.
And Mravic back in the building, back in the barn.
Well, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Mike?
That's what I mean. You know, it is a big game. I forgot about it in all the college basketball excitement of tonight. Big doubleheader tonight, college hoops.
Yeah, the new era of Aaron McKee. Can't wait to see.
Yeah, you like the Flyers tonight? Are they going to send a kid back out there tonight?
And they're going to get trashed. So,
really? The Canes are going to whoop them?
Mike, they're going to go on for the weekend. They're going to get pounced.
Hey, that's not, you don't speak like a good Flyers fan, man.
No, Mike, I'm just being honest. You're honest. I'm honest. I'm okay. Just telling you.
All right.
You know what I mean? I like Carter Hart, but no, it's not looking good. The second line's your offensive powerhouse. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you ain't getting no offensive weapons going anywhere.
Well, it's a home barn tonight.
Oh yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Carolina minus 120 in the game. That's not, you know, I think the Flyers may pull one out tonight, brother.
I don't know, Mikey. Are you going to be locked in?
I'm going to be locked in.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. But, Mike, let me break down this Eagles conversation with you. Mike,
yes.
I heard you yesterday talking about, you know, if it gets down to the end of the season, you know, the end versus Eagles versus Cowboys, Mike, you might as well consider to cancel the season because – on paper, Cowboys are better than the Eagles. And two, Dak owns Carson.
Yeah. Dak doesn't play against Carson. It'll be the Eagles against the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are that much better than the Eagles. They might be a tad better right now, but I don't think they're a great team by any means.
The secondary has been
solidified a little bit. They got some guys back. They're looking a lot better, and their defensive line is looking a lot better. You guys see that, right?
Yeah, but I mean. And this wideout core, I mean, you were, you know, mediocre teams, and we can't be, you know, getting all excited for it. That's why the Eagles fan base is a smart fan base.
You get excited for the limitations of, like, a 10-6 winning a division is very feasible.
I don't see you, Mike. Well,
you're a miserable today, Pat.
No, Mike, I just...
You're down on everything.
My eyeballs are just telling me a different story. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, listen. If they lose three, they're obviously out of the playoffs. They've got three tough games left. Two of them are at home, and one's the Dallas game.
Yeah, Mike. And don't forget, Dallas. They're not bad at here. They're not bad coming to South Philly.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they would have to beat the Eagles twice. I mean, if you looked at it in the beginning of the season, you wouldn't have thought that. It always seems to even out. I forgot about the barn tonight.
Yep, Carolina. Jackson by rule could return for the playoffs. It means he's out for the regular season. He could still return for the playoffs.
All right. There's a. I'm looking at the NHL. You know, the ESPN website doesn't have the NHL on its main menu.
Yeah, they've been on drop down.
It's like, come on,
guys. They've been on bad terms for years.
They've got MMA and soccer on the flag instead of...
Well, they carry MMA and soccer, so...
Okay, well, there you go.
They don't carry hockey.
No. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go... it's violation, I think.
Of course it is.
Yeah, you got to make them the fourth sport. Got to be on your flat mask.
It's getting to the point where MMA is rising, but I would have it above soccer.
Than hockey. MMA's bigger than hockey?
To many.
It's making its way.
Really?
Yes.
In the world today. More
bigger than hockey.
You can make an argument.
Yeah, I don't see that. 610-632-0975. Two lines are open. You can grab them. Sal Powell coming your way in about a half hour. Mike Missinelli Show on radio and TV.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
445, Mike Mastelli Show. We're talking Eagles and their situation at wide receiver. The word is Jordan Matthews has been in for a physical. That's not going to help him. He can't play anymore. That's not even better than Ben Collins. It is? Tyrone thinks it is. I don't think it is.
I don't think he'll go five weeks without a catch.
He's been released four times.
Yeah, that's because he's very limited. But Mac Hollins literally hasn't had a catch since September 26th. There's no way.
I don't think Jordan Matthews will get a catch either.
I completely disagree.
Yeah, I
think he'll get a catch every game. He won't go a whole game without a catch.
I'm not in on that.
Well, I can't do nothing.
Yeah, you can run the football.
No. I have to get a receiver that will catch the ball. I cannot. Even if it's one or two catches a game, it's much better than the two guys you have out there.
All right. Anyway, the Sixers still on the road trip at Utah next. They lost last night, first game of the year, to the Phoenix Suns. The surprising Phoenix Suns. They got a great player, but they shouldn't be that good this early. I mean, they're young and they run a little bit. But
Rubio's a solid point guard.
Yeah, he is
a veteran.
You see his shot.
He never could shoot.
He made a few threes last night. His shot looks like ass.
It always has, though. He won't make them consistently. Baines always plays well against the Sixers. They have some guys. They're probably going to make the playoffs. Which is, Monty Williams might be in the mix for Coach of the Year.
All right. What else is up? That's about it right now.
Yeah. Right. Election day. Make sure
everybody, if you haven't voted, make sure you vote. 8 o'clock. Forgot about that.
Yeah. Still got plenty of time to get to the polling place. I'll go after work.
All right. Looking at this NHL poll that ESPN did. They asked players certain questions.
Yeah.
Which road city do you dread the most? Give me the top three.
In the NHL?
NHL. They asked players, which road city do you dread the most?
People hate going to Tampa?
Nope. Hate going to Tampa? Why would they hate going to Tampa?
It's boring.
Tampa's not boring. At least you got good weather.
You get good weather, but the crowd.
The poolside before the game.
What would you think? Charlotte to Carolina?
No, you're not thinking of the remote areas like that the NHL has.
I wouldn't want to go to
Winnipeg, 42%.
Oh, it's cold and corny.
Buffalo, 34%.
Cold again.
Yikes.
Edmonton, 10%. It's kind of
cold.
Calgary, 4%. Ottawa, 4%. It's like Canadian on Canadian crime there.
They
don't mean they like it up there just because they're from there.
Winnipeg, it's always cold, tough rink to play in. It's just dirty. You walk around the city and feel like you need to wash your face after you go outside.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. Where's Winnipeg at exactly?
It's Western Canada, isn't it? Sort of west, part of Canada.
But notice no one said Vancouver. People like Vancouver.
It's in Manitoba.
Carolina was after Ottawa.
All right.
It's in Manitoba.
Columbus.
Manitoba.
Yeah, Columbus, boring city. Nobody for Philly no longer a tough. No. Years ago, it would have been all those fans.
Do you have gritty fatigue was the next question.
Oh, what'd they say?
Yes, 28%. No, 72%.
See, no gritty fatigue.
Yes.
Oh, actually, Winnipeg is near Lake Eginhoff.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
In Manitoba. It's in the
same part. Right in your alley here. Gritty. I think it's hilarious. Anything that helps the NHL promote itself. People love Gritty. He's everywhere. It's a good thing. He's hilarious to me. Did you see what he did the other night? He trolled PK Subban with the sign that said, Lindsey Vonn could do better.
Yeah.
That's actually funny.
He is funny.
All right, that's not bad.
He's funny.
I think he's starting to challenge the Fanatic because he's caught on nationwide just like the Fanatic.
Well, he's a little cleverer, more clever than the Fanatic. That's a biting sign. So, you know, I like sarcasm like that.
Yeah.
So he's an imp.
Did you see what he was for Halloween?
No.
He was Wonder Woman.
I'm glad you follow up with Gritty. You're just a gritty type of gal.
And a lot of people have been
guessing. He's funny.
If Gritty identifies as male or female.
I don't think he does identify.
Right, that's why he says
that's the message about him.
Yeah, but people have started to wonder online. See, there's buzz.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like a smart Alex sign from a mascot.
Yeah.
That's like the San Diego Chicken years ago was a creep like that.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of liked it.
People loved that chicken.
Well, yeah, you saw what they were doing.
I thought the chicken was way better than the Fanatic.
See,
The chicken was funny.
The Braves mascot had some funny bits this year.
Yeah?
He had the big check, and then they would have him sign something like, sign like, and then he would run off with the contract. He did it to Machado. Anybody signed a big contract, and he runs off with the contract. It was kind of funny.
That sign on P.K. Subban, that's clever.
It is.
Fanatic doesn't do anything clever.
But I don't know if Gritty did that or the PR staff did that. So the question is the Fanatic getting the help that he needs?
That's true.
Gritty might be
surrounded by the right people.
That's what I'm saying. We know that Gritty's got great backing.
You can't at this stage turn the Fanatic into somebody who would carry a biting sign like that. The Fanatic doesn't have those kind of chops. The Fanatic is a harmless Galapagos Island goof.
Bipedal bird. He's a bipedal bird.
Let's go to JP in Southampton. JP, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mikey Miss, how you doing?
What's up, JP?
And Natalie and Tyrone, too. I got a problem here with the Simmons thing, and my take on it is I think Brown's got to be accountable as a coach. I mean, coach is supposed to give direction. It plays. I mean, you're taking football to change the defenses, you change things up. And this has been 3 years. And if I was him and I saw that defense during a timeout, I'd say, Ben, look, you got to pop a few jumpers here. I don't care if you miss them. You got to open things up. And if he doesn't, I'm sitting his butt on the bench.
Yeah, but that's cutting off your nose to spite your face.
No, you got to do it at some point, Mike.
No, you don't have to. You can't play without Ben Simmons on the floor. That's defeating your team's ability to win the game.
But Mike, if you're telling somebody, you're a coach, to do something, I want you to put some jumpers up to open up the defense for everybody.
Don't you think they have told him that? Really?
No, I mean,
really?
So.
Do you think it's like a mystery that they're all of a sudden they're just going to invent that? Like they've never told them to shoot it?
No.
Of course they do. The player has to be willing to shoot it. You can't work his arms for him.
Yeah,
JP,
but Mike,
come on.
How many times you heard Brett say he's an apologist for him? He just says, it's okay. You know, he'll come around.
He's doing that publicly because he doesn't want to put him on a griddle. But you don't put guys on a griddle. It's not, you can't be a coach and put your guys in a griddle. That makes you lose respect. You can't do that in this day and age. You're an old school guy, JP, right?
Yeah, I am.
I know, you're an old school guy, but things are different with the modern day player. You can't broil them in the press.
Well, what happens if everybody on the team decided they didn't want to shoot? If you had five Ben Simmons on the floor, you're going to say,
you took it to an extreme because that's never going to be the case. Come on, JP.
Okay.
It's the oldest criticism. Well, Brett Brown needs to say, you shoot the ball, you're benched. Oh, good. You going to play 30 minutes without Ben Simmons? Let's see if you win that game. Spider in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Spider.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
What's up, Spider?
Oh, man, I'm good, Mike, man. Listen, before I get to my point, I just want to tell you, you were absolutely right about Power. Bro, that is one of the worst shows I've ever seen.
You don't like Power, huh? It looks too cliche-ish, and the acting is terrible.
It's like a soap opera, man.
It is exactly like a soap opera. That's a great word for it. You know what it's like? It's like Dynasty.
Exactly. Like, who shot?
Who shot J.R.?
Man, I tell you, I can't stand it. People talk about that show. It's the worst one ever. But listen, man, I think the Eagles do have a chance to make the Super Bowl, make the playoffs. We just got to get one of these wins against Seattle or New England. And I really love what I'm saying from the Sixers, too. I think that we got a chance to make something happen this year. I really believe it.
I hope you're right. I think so too. And now I don't know if they're going to have trouble winning the East. It's a 2-horse race in the East, fortunately for them. So they've got to figure out whether they can beat Milwaukee in a 7-game series. I think they're going to be able to. The lack of shooting does worry me a little bit, but we'll see. Like I say, a big chunk of the season is over. We'll see what they have and what they don't have.
Right. And I'm worried about Milwaukee because we put Embiid on Greek Freak. That slows him down. I think when we did that last year, it shows something. If you slow him down, the rest of that team, they just, you know,
They get stuck in mud.
I don't know. They're pretty good. They can fire threes from every angle.
Freak make him. He's the cog that makes them go.
No, I get it. He's like that best player in the league right now.
Oh, and one more thing real fast, Mike, before you cut me off.
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, listen. I remember talking to you back in early April, and I was telling you, man, Bryce Harper wasn't the way to go. And you told me I ain't know nothing about baseball.
Come on, Spider. Come on. Spider, they got Bryce Harper.
You could have went after some pitching.
Yeah, well, they're going to get pitching, but you can't complain about them having Bryce Harper.
Come on. Why would he ruin a good call at the end of
the day? It was a pretty good call.
It was a pretty good call, and then he went rogue.
Man.
Hey, Spider. Yeah, that bandage on your foot is as big as your head. 610-632-0975. 5 o'clock hour is ahead right here. Chow Pow, 515. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.